Hello everyone, let's talk about Harry Powers today. He was known as the Lonely Hearts Killer. His birth name was Harm Dearth. He was born on November 17th, 1893. He was Dutch born and he's known as the American Serial Killer. So, where to start? Okay, let's just do a little background. So, he lured his victims in through a Lonely Hearts ad in like the local newspapers, and not just locally, okay? Everywhere. He lived with his wife, Lula. They got married in 1927, and some of his victims include Asta Etchner and her three children. She was 50, and her kids were Greta, 14, Harry, 12, and Annabelle, 9. Other victims include Dorothy LeMackie. She was 50 as well. The crime scene seems to be in his very own garage. He was also suspected of two other murders, and that was in 1928 with the disappearance of Dooley C. Wade. And he was a carpet sweeper salesman who once worked with Powers. And he was also accused or suspected for the unsolved murder of a Jane Doe. Okay, so that's a little background, so let's dive in here. First, he was writing letters to a widowed mother of three, Asta Etchner, in Parkridge, Illinois. Powers then went to visit them on June 23, 1931, and soon lived with Asta for several days. She left her kids with a friend, Elizabeth, and she cared for the three kids while Asta was gone, until she received a letter saying, Pearson was going to come pick up the kids to join them. When he arrived, he sent one child into the bank window to withdraw money from Asta's account. The child returned empty-handed. Then they left. He told the neighbors who were curious about the disappearance of her neighbors that they were just going on a trip to Europe. Sometime later, Powers courted Dorothy Pressler LeMackie, and she was from Northborough, Massachusetts, who was looking for love through the Lonely Hearts ads. He brought her to Iowa to marry her. He then persuaded her to withdraw $4,000 from her bank account. Dorothy didn't notice that instead of sending her luggage to Iowa, where Powers claimed he had lived, he actually sent them to an address of a Cornelius O. Pearson of Fairmont, West Virginia. And if you remember, when he sent Elizabeth the letter that he was coming to get Asta's kids, he said Pearson was coming to pick them up. And now he's sending this to Cornelius O. Pearson of Fairmont, West Virginia. So Asta and her three kids, Greta, Harry, and Annabelle, along with Dorothy, had disappeared with no explanation. In the beginning of 1931, police began investigating the disappearance of Asta and her three children. Beginning with the note that had Pearson wrote on it, who was discovered emptying Asta's home, or while emptying her home. They found love letters that led them to Quatdale, where Pearson lived under the name of Harry Powers, with his wife. Powers was arrested, his home was searched, police found crime scenes in four rooms, all located under the garage. Bloody clothes, hair, burned bank books, a small bloody footprint of a child was all discovered. Citizens of the town were gathered to watch as the police done their investigation. A 15-year-old boy ended up telling the cops that he helped Powers dig a ditch on the property recently. Police then had dug up the ditch and found the bodies of Asta, her three kids, and Dorothy were uncovered. So, evidence and autopsy results showed that the two girls and their mother was strangled to death while the little boy was beaten with a hammer in the head. Dorothy was the last victim, and she too was strangled, with the belt still around her neck. Love letters were also found in the trunk of Powers' car. So then, you know, that is brutal. Then we go to the trial and execution. So here's what happens. Shortly after his arrest, Powers receives two black eyes and a bunch of bruising. He tells that he fell down a stairwell. There was a lynch mob on September 20th, 1931, attempting to take Powers from the jail and God knows do what to him. But they were quickly stopped and contained with fire hoses and tear gas. Powers had a long trial. It lasted 5 days. Okay, guys? 5 days. They held it at a local opera house because the large number of spectators the courtroom just couldn't hold. Numerous witnesses testified to the evidence of Powers and that he was with his victims, that he claimed and picked up the luggage, and so on. Powers testified for himself. On December 12, 1931, he was sentenced to death, where he was hung on March 18, 1932, and he was hung in Moundsville, West Virginia. And that, my friends, is the gruesome story of Harry Powers, the Lonely Hearts Killer. Stay safe, y'all. Have a good day. Catch me on the next episode.